This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. We're looking ahead to a major event taking place once again here in the capital next week. I'm in Harpa, where the Reykjavik Open is going to take place for 2025. That is a major chess tournament, and looking at some of the images from last year, seeing this amazing venue almost wall to wall with happy chess players, I think it's fair to say. Two guests today are going to guide us through what's going to happen next week, and also, I guess, the history of this event.
Gunnar Björnsson, I'm the president of the Icelandic Chess Federation.
My name is Björn Ívar Karlsson, I'm the principal of the Icelandic Chess School.
Gunnar, we'll start with you. What's the history then of this event?
Yeah, this is an event from 1964. It started as a close event with 12, 14, 60 players. But since, I think, about 2000, we changed the format to open tournaments. Okay. And now it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And your role then with the chess school, is it a goal of people who play chess to come to this tournament and do well?
Yes, exactly. It's both very important for Icelandic youngsters to be able to participate in the Reykjavik Open and get a chance to compete against the strong national players, of course. Yeah. I think it's also, yes, a very big tournament for people abroad to be able to come here and enjoy the company of the strongest chess players of the world.
And you were telling me 50 different countries represented here.
Yes, 50 different countries, including Saudi Arabia, Hong Kong, Iran, and a lot of people traveling from very much distance. 51 German is here. Over 40 US players. People are coming here.
People will think of Iceland when they think of chess. It's one of the great chess nations. Do you think that's part of the appeal for people to come?
Oh, yes, definitely. Every chess player of the world knows about the match of the century in 1972, of course, which was played in Laugardalshöll in Reykjavik. And Iceland is, a very unique chess country. We have a lot of chess grandmasters in Iceland compared to, the amount of people that live in Iceland. So, yes, I think everyone in the chess world connects Iceland to chess. Yes.
How important is that to you then, this link between chess and Icelandic culture, it being a part of Icelandic culture?
Yes, it's very, very important for us. Like this event, it is, I think, I'm told, it's the oldest event who has the name of Reykjavik included in the name. And what we have noticed with the foreign guests, that we have noticed, it's not the most cheapest place to travel to, Iceland.
No.
It's not the cheapest accommodation and so on. But people, I've noticed, that people put this on the bucket list. I have to come once to Reykjavik Open.
Who comes to the chess school? What sort of student is in attendance?
The Icelandic Chess School serves the most ambitious youngsters in Iceland. So every youngster in Iceland from the age of around 6 up to 25 is a part of the Icelandic Chess School with the goal to get stronger chess. And so we have around 50 youngsters there who all have the same goal to get as strong as possible. And a part of that is, of course, to compete against strong players. And Reykjavik Open is one of the most important tournaments.
So where in this wonderful building in Harpa is this taking place?
It's called Flowey. It's close to the window. It's a very nice area. You can, wherever you sit, you can see the ocean.
Yes. At RÚV, we had our annual party up there a couple of years ago. So it's a space that I'm familiar with, at least from that evening. So let's talk about the Open then. It takes place next week. What's going to happen?
What's going to happen? I think it will be very, they will fought hard, and many players are here coming to win the first prize. Many players are coming here to play against strong players. And for example, with the Icelandic players, they are about 90. Mm. So here are 310 foreign players. So what is great for the Icelandic players, they are playing against new opponents. In a country like Iceland, where there's many tournaments, they're sometimes playing against the same opponent again and again. Mm. But here you got a totally different field.
And there are various different categories. It's not about just finding the one best player.
No, exactly. Of course, we have some of the strongest chess players of the world competing for the first prize. but we have also a lot of different price categories, age categories, and different categories compared to the ranking, of course. But we also have very exciting side events. We have a blitz tournament, we have a pub quiz. So there's a lot of things to do for everybody.
Yes. Is this a spectator event then?
Yes, yes. Like we say, we advertise the tournament than much more than a tournament because of the side events. It's we like to say it's like a festival.
And what do players then who've maybe come to Iceland for the first time, what do they think of the country?
Oh, yeah, I think they all have a very good experience coming to the country. This is a fantastic playing hall, of course, with a spectacular view.
Unique.
Very unique, yes. And a lot of the players also use the time to see the country, to go to the Golden Circle, to visit around a lot of the sites around the city. I think it's just a fantastic festival.
Mm. I'd have thought maybe the view of Esher being so beautiful, it would be distracting for chess players.
I heard that complaint, actually.
Keep your eyes on the board. I know it's tempting to look out at the water, but keep your eyes on the board. Gentlemen, thank you both very much indeed.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck. A link to the Reykjavik Open 2025 on the page accompanying this show from Ruv English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We're English at ruv.is.
There is more from Ruv English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.